and in Petersburg for KFSK News. I'm Joe Vicnicki. I'm back, and this is Campus Connection. It's our local call-in show, and we're joined in the studio today by school board member John Bringhurst and school superintendent Rob Thomason. Thanks for coming in today, guys.
Thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure.
And talking about school business and tonight's agenda for the school board meeting. It's not a real thick one tonight, but you do have a couple of items to talk about, and a reminder to anyone out there in Radio Land listening, you're welcome to call in with a question or comment at 772-3808. We'll put you on the air, and you can ask a question. We'll do our best to answer it or address your issue. While we're waiting to see if we get any calls, let's dive in and talk about some of the things you'll be talking about tonight. Rob, you've got a big, thick book on your lap there, which is, you mentioned that's the capital improvement project. Write up, is that just for one project there, or is that for more than one?
It actually prioritizes all the projects that we have, and there are 9 of them, but the 2 that we focused on for this are the food service renovation, or the kitchen, and middle and high school boiler retubing. And it's probably a 125, 150-page booklet put together with a lot of information on our energy use, on our safety meetings, reports from the state on the kitchen, current kitchen situation, like no ventilation. And then it's prepared by CERC, Southeast Regional Resource Center, and sent to the Department of Education for their assessment. And we are just thrilled with the results, and we just think positively about getting a new kitchen.
This is basically backup documentation that you put in your request for state funding for.
Correct. Ultimately, if it is put on the approved funding list, we are eligible for 70-30 funding. In other words, 70% from the state and 30% from the school or the borough, depending on how we like to go if we get to that point.
Okay. And John, any thoughts on the board already voted on the capital improvement list last month during the meeting, so the list goes to the state. But any thoughts on big needs for the district and what's on the list? And
no, I think this summarizes our needs. It's just nice to have everything in black and white that we can look at. As a board, we're responsible for making sure that the district stays up to date, and it's nice to have a to-do list, if you will, to look at and to plan for.
Okay. So you'll be talking a little bit about that tonight. You'll also be talking about procurement cards, and this is a new system for purchasing. And is this something that's already in place for the district, or you're moving that direction, or what's...
Procurement cards are basically credit cards with individual limits, and you can get 10, 15, 20 cards. We're not getting that many. We're getting like 5. And we can set a limit from $10 to $10,000. There'll be more in the $500 limit. And it helps departments, for example, the culinary arts, to purchase their supplies, the athletics to purchase their things, because there's so much done online these days, and they require a credit card, that it was becoming very difficult to run everything through the business office. So we're excited about it. It is in place, been voted on by the board. What we are working on right now is the protocols and the rules and regulations for those who are issued a card and what that looks like. And so we expect it to be, quote-unquote, live October, November. Late.
Because this kind of system has more tracking of what purchases are made and controls for who can make purchases and how
Correct.
Much you can buy and that kind of thing?
Correct. Or? It's outstanding. You get reports based on what you purchased. It's just like your credit card statement okay. at the end of the month. We also get 1% back on every dollar spent. Our anticipation is that by the end of a year, all the money that is spent using the P cards, we should net between $5,000 and $7,000 to the good, so that's a win-win deal. Wrangell has been using P cards or procurement cards for, I want to say, about 10 years.
What's the old system that this replaces? It versus basically invoices or
this,
what?
This replaces the typical purchase order, invoice, paper kind of thing where there's 3 signatures required. But what it is we have the limit on the card, and therefore we maintain the control that way. And those who use the card then are obligated to balance their own card and submit the receipts that way. So there's the same controls, they just come a different direction.
Okay. Really streamlines things for faculty members who are making purchases. Mm-hmm. It makes it a lot abbreviated process for them to go through, and then also for the accounting department. They're not always processing purchase orders and that sort of thing. They get their accounting and their tracking, but they don't have to sit down and do all the labor involved with it.
Was this something that you had in place when you were heading up the hospital, or was that not there yet, John?
No, we had similar things,
And it worked well there?
It did. It, you know, when people understand their limits and so forth, and it does make it a more agreeable thing for them also.
Okay. All right, so we'll hear a little update on that tonight. Also on tonight's agenda, Rob, you have a little bit of information from the attorney on physicals and what's required for, I think this is just for new students coming to the district. And
this is for kindergartners enrolling in the district. And the question was, are districts liable for or should be paying for the physical or not? And we did have the same question on the reading of the law. The attorney has prepared a letter for the board, and I'd prefer that I haven't gone over it with the board yet. But there'll be much discussion on that tonight, and I would assume or hope the board gives me further direction on how they would like to pursue it.
Okay. All right. Hearing a little bit more about that, and let's see, I'm just zooming through the agenda. I know I'm missing one big item. You'll also be talking about new law on evaluation for teachers and administrators. That's in place, and when does that take effect? When does the district have to start?
Well, there are some pieces of the law that we're supposed to be doing as soon as possible, which means now, and we are already doing those. The law goes into full effect in the 2015-2016 school year. Has to do with bringing into play student performance in teacher evaluation. It ramps up from 20% of the evaluation in the first 2 years, 15-16 and 16-17, to 50% of the evaluation in terms of a numerical standard by the 18-19 school year. The district is looking very closely at a program called School Improvement Network, following either the Danielson or the Marzano model, and those are two evaluation models, both approved by the state. So we're making good progress at moving forward with this. We have a fellow coming in from School Improvement Network on Monday afternoon at the School Improvement Network's expense, I might add, thankfully, to present to the staff what his program does and how it's aligned with the state. We're excited about that.
Each district basically has to come up with a plan for monitoring student growth and how to quantify student growth. Is that right?
That's correct.
And submit that to the state education department at some point? Or?
Mm-hmm. And the current SBAs or standards-based assessments are not going to be acceptable or used for that. Matter of fact, they're going to be redone because they're not what they call vertically aligned. They don't track a youngster from what their progress was in second grade to third grade to fourth grade, as well as needed to demonstrate that growth from year to year.
Okay. John, what are your thoughts on that issue?
Well, it'll be a whole new world for us. I think we're going to have to just see how this plays and how best to utilize it in a way that really does provide an effective evaluation and shows what is actually going on in the classroom.
Okay, all right. Other thoughts on that topic, Rob? Or?
Well, I think it's actually going to be okay. For Petersburg, in fact, we've been moving that direction anyway. We revamped our observation and our evaluation system a couple of years ago. This just takes it to the next level in terms of being more prescriptive in the eyes of the state. But the staff here are up for the challenge. Everybody is nobody is complaining. Everybody is positive about it, and we just feel very, very good. I think when you have a good program going, we're not threatened, and we want to be able to demonstrate what we do.
Are there punitive measures attached if a district doesn't meet targets for student growth, or how does that work? Is it funding based, or?
Well, there are not funding punitive measures if they don't make it, but you do have to do more work in terms of submitting plans, submitting growth plans, submitting correctives, that kind of thing. Is it punitive? Not in terms of you lose money, but that'd be like taking the wrong way to go. But there are stricter conditions that must be met, and you don't have as much flexibility
okay.
as
All
it
right.
goes.
All right. And we'll also hear about a community-wide meeting possibly for the district's crisis committee at some point. Is that planned for this month? Or?
Well, we were attempting to put that together, and we're actually not calling it a crisis committee anymore. I'm working on getting the label out wherever we – emergency action planning team, because an emergency is not necessarily a crisis, and a crisis tends to imply something more heart-rending. So we're trying to call it an emergency planning team. We had it scheduled for September 19th, and then many folks throughout the community were not able to attend, so now we're looking at October 3rd.
Okay.
I think is the date.
All right. What else is going on around the schools and the district as we get well into the first month here of local school action?
Well, part of what this evening in the consent agenda, I'd like to welcome Carissa Cotta, who's going to be doing the middle school yearbook. Joe Vicnecki, who's going to be our middle school cross country.
We're practicing already.
Well, there you go. They're running. Uh-huh. Rob Schwartz is working with middle school wrestling. Matt Pollock, middle school boys basketball. And Joni Johnson is doing the National Ocean Science Bowl. And those are all coaching-type positions. And the National Ocean Science Bowl is the real name for what we affectionately call the Tsunami Bowl.
Okay. All right.
The other pieces that are going on had a great opening. School fantastic. I tell the story. I just told board member Bringhurst my little story that I was in the we have seven folks out of the building. The two principals and five teachers are out at state level trainings, and so I get an opportunity to be the principal in both buildings. And yesterday morning and this morning in the high school, in the foyer, I was down on the floor, and all the students are up above on the walkway there. The warning bell went, and then we have a final bell. The warning bell rang at about 8:20. And then I looked around and suddenly noticed that everybody was vaporizing, disappearing, going into classrooms. And when the final bell rang, there was not a person in the building. Everybody had gone in. That's just an indicator of the kids and the staff. The staff are expecting there to be on time. The kids are getting there on time. They're beating the time. So it was just a very rewarding experience for me.
Great. What do the numbers look like early on? Have you done any kind of early count at this point? Or?
We're down about seven from what we projected the budget for.
Okay.
The count formally begins here on September 30th and goes to October 25th. So we're down a tick, but not as bad as other places, and you just never know till the final count comes out. But it's a little bit. It's nothing that we didn't have in our plus or minus kind of planning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, John, any thoughts on the opening of school, or as school is underway for like a month here? Have you been over there?
No, it has been rewarding. We had an in-service for the faculty early on. The board provided a luncheon for them and participated in kind of a kickoff session with the staff. I was very pleased to see the level of enthusiasm there. There's a couple of new things going on, and faculty members taking on their responsibilities there with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of optimism. So we're anticipating a good year this year.
All right. Anything else important to let people know about going into tonight's meeting or other school issues we should talk about?
I guess no, actually, and no news is good news in that kind of vein. We do have Ginger Evans, and we are calling it the Healthy Living Grant. And I think that the community needs to be aware of that coming on, that there's going to be a lot of good things happening with that. Our community garden is kicking into gear. Mindy Anderson is a work party scheduled for that. Coming up, it's on the website. I'm trying to remember, September 20...
I don't know it off the top of my head, but yeah.
It's a Sunday, I think. Anyway.
On one of the websites. The school district or KFSK, I think.
So yeah, we're excited about the community garden getting going. We're getting the power put in there and going to be spreading some rock. So we're looking forward to truly being a community garden.
All right. Well, if that covers it, we'll hear more from the school board tonight at 7 o'clock in Borough Assembly Chambers. You can stop by the meeting yourself or hear it live here on KFSK. Thanks for coming in today, guys.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. Coming up next, Street Beat Music. Ross Nanook III is your host.